Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining me now is Tom Slate with the U.S. Grains Council based out of Washington, D.C. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for being here.
Great. So let's talk, first of all, I heard you were in Mexico last week. Let's talk about that and some of the things you guys are up to.
Well, I think that, you know, Mexico is a really exciting market for us. Obviously, one we've been watching very, very closely with the renegotiation of NAFTA. So we're down there actually for a couple different reasons. One is to touch base with customers. With the USMCA now negotiated and done, how is the climate down there? But also, you know, for the barley folks that we represent, there is also a big expo, cerveza, a beer expo in Mexico. Craft brewers, brewers from throughout Mexico that were down there. That we had folks at that activity as well. So a lot going on in Mexico last week, and it was great to be down there for it.
How important is the new NAFTA for grains?
That's extremely important because from the start we've always said do no harm. We want to have business as usual. We went down there, we've been down there, you know, several times over the last couple of years. That was the message from our main customers down there. The relief that we're getting back to business as usual. We were talking about things like, you know, railroad capacities, the progress of the harvest, things like that. We're not talking about withdrawals from trade agreements or reinstituting tariffs. So there was a very strong sense of positivity down there that we are getting back to business as usual. You know, combine that with some interest, very strong interest, growing interest on the barley side for what's going on there in the Mexican craft beer sector, as well as just, big Mexican purchases of U.S. malt.
Wow. Is that where most of the grain goes to? Is through or for what is it? What is it most of it used for, I should say?
Well, you know, again, Mexico is our largest customer for U.S. corn. A lot of that goes to, majority of it goes to the livestock operations. Some goes to industrial use. Again, Mexico, over the past several years, we've developed Mexico as the number one destination for U.S. in barley, but mainly in the form of malt. So obviously that goes for beer, which, people enjoy around the world.
You saw a lot of relief, though, with your customers. I guess you said that's, I'm sure, a ton of relief, a lot of stress or pressure off of them.
Sigh of relief that we're getting back to business as usual. And then, again, asking us about the prospects for ratification. They were saying Mexico may wait to ratify the USMCA after the U.S. ratifies USMCA. So we hope all that happens within the next few months.
Sure, I suppose it's not over till it's over, but we're close.
Exactly. We're getting close. We're in a much better spot than we were before. So,
okay. Thank you. Talk about some of the other work that you guys are up to.
Well, again, our job is to be around the world to develop markets, enable trade, and improve lives, really. And so we have offices throughout the world. And as trade has sort of changed, marketing channels have changed, it's been really incumbent on our staff to go out there and represent, U.S. farmers who pay their salaries basically through their checkoff contribution is a really important part of this, but to find those markets, find new markets, identify barriers, current barriers to their products, and do that around the world because we keep producing more and more, and the job gets harder and harder every year. So again, from Middle East to Southeast Asia to the Western Hemisphere, it's our job to be there for U.S. farmers 24/7, 365.
Very good. Tom Slate with the U.S. Grains Council. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much.
Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. In fact, coming up a little later, we're going to hear from the Farmers National Company, find out what they are up to as well. That is all right here on Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.